It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, if you would like to advertise your business on the Opinions Matter podcast, why not get in contact with us? The Opinions Matter podcast is one of the most successful podcasts emanating from Ireland, and we have a monthly listenership of over 250,000 listens every single month. So if you would like all of those ears to hear about your company, get in contact with us. Send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. Tell us a little bit about your company and what you'd like to do, and we'll send you back all the details of how you could sponsor the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A spa shop in Cabra has asked parents to talk to their kids about hanging around the shops after they claim staff have been racially abused, sprayed with drinks, and had eggs thrown at them. Now, the spa shop, located at Fossa Avenue in the heart of Cabra, said that staff have been subjected to a number of forms of abuse and intimidation by groups of young people. Let me read their full statement. This was issued on their Facebook page. And it says, "Parents, where are your kids at night? Over the past few months, the amount of kids hanging around outside the shop is getting out of hand. Our staff have been subject to racial abuse, verbal abuse, have had food thrown at them, sprayed with drinks, had eggs thrown at them, and intimidated. As a business, we support the community that we are proud to be a part of. We deliver shopping to the elderly, pack bags, make breakfasts and lunch. We are here for the community when it needs us." Now, the statement said that the shop is looking to the community to solve the matter by speaking to their children and explaining to them that shop staff should not have to deal with disrespect as they go about their jobs. It said, "Now we need you, parents. Please talk to your children about hanging around the shops. It's intimidating to people who are trying to use the shops in the evenings, and it's unfair on our staff to have to put up with abuse from kids who are aged about 10 to 16. We are in discussions with the community Gardaí in Cabra. If they can identify any of the kids involved, they will get in contact. We thank you for your cooperation and consideration, the staff of Spar in Fossa Avenue in Cabra." So
we spoke to the manager literally 10 minutes before we started recording this podcast. We actually to invite him on, and he's been told that he can't speak about it from head office. So as you know, spas are all franchises. They're all franchise operated. So you can buy anybody can buy a franchise. But the guy who runs this bar, absolute gent of a man, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
We spoke to him for about 15 minutes, and he has a lot he wants to say, but he's not allowed to say it. But he says this is a man running a small business in Cabra for the local community, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who shop in this bar are the mothers, grandmothers, grandfathers, fathers of these little toe rag scumbag vermin. Yeah, can I call children vermin?
Well, you just did.
Yeah, well, they are vermin, and
they're not, they're kids, they're teenagers. No, teenagers hang around.
No, they just weren't hanging around.
Well, here, I want to take this to the next level.
Sorry, when I was a kid, no, I didn't hang around shops, but I know young fellas, we had shops in our area when we were a kid.
Did you ever hang around them, no?
No, we had a news agent and we had a chipper. And the news agents, where I grew up, if kids were hanging around the news agents, that was fine. But if they were causing any bit of trouble within that shop, they got their ears clipped from the literally, the shopkeeper would come and give them a slap across the back of the head.
Okay, so can I take this to the next level? That's every day before we record this podcast, we put a post up on our Facebook page letting listeners know what we're going to be talking about and getting your comments and so on.
Sure,
so
yeah.
I got a message from a guy called Dez, okay? And Dez is taking this to another level altogether. He says, "I'd love to come on about the topic that you're having today, but I'm working and can't get cover. I manage a news agency in Dublin 24. In fact, Jeremy was out there reporting a few years ago on another show."
That's right, I was.
That was
on antisocial behaviour during the bad snow that we had. And I remember, I know that shop very well. I was out reporting that shop, and the exact same thing was going on in this shop. I'm not going to say where it is because I don't want it to be Target again, but it's in Dublin 24.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, we've been having this problem for years. Last month, it got really bad. Kids just walking in and robbing stuff. Three of them walked in. They live around the corner, didn't even cover their faces. That's how brazen they are, and went to rob cans of Monster. I wasn't on duty, but one of the girls tried to stop them and was spat at. She's only 19. They're 11. I put pictures of them on our Facebook page to name and shame them. And the next thing, I had the parents of the little fuckers down at my door threatening to sue me if I didn't take down the pictures, which I ended up having to do. That's what you're dealing with. And that's from a guy called Dez. So Spar and Cabra became so frustrated that they put a post on Facebook appealing to parents to stop their kids hanging around. But this shop in Dublin 24, and we do know the name of the shop, this shop went a step further and absolutely actually put photographs of the kids name robbing Monster.
That's what we're all about now, naming and shaming people who are breaking the law.
Can I just quote from what it says?
By the way, I've seen that post. It was obviously taken down last week. It was taken down. But I've seen the post. He sent me screenshots of it. And all it says is, are these children yours? They've been stealing from our shop and terrorising the staff. Please have a word with them. That's all the post said.
He says they live around the corner. Why didn't he just go around and knock on the doors?
That's not his job to call on the... Because... Nine times out of ten, if the kids scum bring up scum, scum raise scum, and scum produce scum. Yeah, that's the way it works in this world. Scum produce scum.
So there's no point in Spar and Cabra appealing to parents, is there?
No, and to that man who I was speaking to off air, I wouldn't even bother my arse. Right? You can't appeal to scum, because here's the problem about scum. Yeah.
So
here is the problem about scum parents and their scum little vermin kids. Yeah, here's the problem. Nobody who is scum actually realises they're scum, do they? Have we ever in all our years spoken to somebody who said, I'm scum?
No. Okay. No, we haven't. No.
So people who are scumbags, yeah, don't realise they're scumbags. And people who are scumbags and have kids scumbags don't. Have I said scumbags enough time?
No, far too much.
Don't really realise that they're scumbags. So okay, but
let me go back to our friend Dez in Talla. He runs, Talla's a big area, in Dublin 24. He runs a news agent, and he's been absolutely terrorised by kids. So what did he do?
He was right.
But this is what I want to deal with for a second. You're saying he was right to publish photographs of minors on Facebook.
Absolutely.
To name and shame and publicly humiliate them.
100%. And anybody that believes otherwise has obviously never...
Okay, but I'm going to say otherwise.
Oh,
he had absolutely... Sorry, Dez, you had no right to post photographs of minors with a view to publicly naming, shaming and humiliating them.
They weren't named on the post. Did you see the post? Where were their names on the post?
Well, because he doesn't know their names.
Yeah.
It's an expression. Naming and shaming is an expression. He put their photographs up so that everybody would know these are the young fellas that are robbing from my shop.
And here is the thing. It worked because the parents of the little...
No, it didn't work. He had to take the post down because the parents came down and threatened to sue him if he didn't take the photographs down. So he did take the photographs down. Okay, my point is he shouldn't have put a photograph of minors up in the first place. He shouldn't. I want you to give me a justification for literally being a judge, jury and executioner on a teenager.
They weren't being executed. There was no judge.
It's an expression again. Judge, jury and executioner.
No,
you found them guilty.
Executed. There was no one. They were guilty. The photographs.
You've only his word to take for that.
So what did the photographs that he put up show? It showed them with cans of Monster in
their
hands.
It didn't show them actually walking out the door with it. It just showed them in the shop with it.
Okay. Sometimes you have to fight fire with fire.
No, I totally disagree with publicly naming posting photographs of teenagers. They're only minors. Don't care what you say. Don't care how scummy they are. Yeah, they don't have any right. And the fact that he took down the post anyway in the end because the parents threatened to sue, that just says it all. And it begs a question, and we'd like to talk to you about this. Should shops be publishing photographs of kids, of teenagers, or 11-year-olds actually in this case, online for all to see because they're causing antisocial behaviour or they're robbing from the shop? Our number is 0858252626. We'll kick off with Paul.
This is my local Spar in Cabra, and the lads are lovely lads, but they do get fierce abuse of these teenagers. And most of the teenagers doing this are not even from the area. One or two might be from the area, and they all come in from town on their e-scooters and their e-scramblers, and they just cause absolute carnage outside the shops. And there's no Garda presence at all in the area. The Garda station actually closed at 10, so if you want them to actually do it at night time, they won't bother turning up. Thanks, lads. Have a good show.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
So we heard from Paul before the break there, who knows the shop. He says the young fellas hanging around outside the shop are causing mayhem. Not all from the area. It begs the question then, should the Spar shop not have just published the photographs?
Yeah, they should have. And can we just, in case there's confusion, we're talking about two different shops
yes,
here now.
Yes, we are, yeah.
The shop that published the photograph of the little scumbags, yeah, is a shop in Dublin 24 in Talla, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The shop in Carper did not do this. I think they probably should have.
They issued a statement appealing to parents to know where your kids are at night.
You may as well be appealing to Santa Claus. Because scum parents don't care.
Well, those parents in Talla, when the photographs were published, they arrived down. They threatened Des, and he ended up having to take the Facebook post down. The point is, you don't have a right to be publishing photographs of
liberal,
other people.
Bleeding heart liberal.
Our number is 0858252626. Lee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lee?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Lee. What did you want to say on this?
You know what? I worked in Spars for about 5 years or so, and every horror story I've ever had was with kids as young as 9 upwards. It's not the parents. It's not completely the parents. It's not completely the kids.
But it's not the parents in that they don't send their kids down to the shop to carry on like that. But the Spar shop is appealing to parents to know where their kids are, and that is part of the problem. Many parents haven't a clue where their kids are.
No. They don't. They haven't a notion. And we had a couple that we knew the parents. We say to the parents, drag them down. They'll apologise. It's grand. And then you have one bad apple who kicks it all off. You ring the guard. One day we rang the guards. We rang them and rang them and rang them. We were barricaded in the shop. And the lads had planks of wood with nails in them, banging down the doors. And after about an hour and a half, they finally left. Three guards walked in the door. And I was like, oh, grand, you're here to sort out the issue. And they looked at me like I had three heads. No, they had come in to get rolled from the deli. They hadn't a clue what was going on.
Jesus, right. Okay. So let me ask you then, how bad did things get in the shop that you were working in?
The one I was working in, I had cans of Coke thrown at me. I had chairs thrown at me. We had one member of staff actually had a bag of dog crap thrown at her. We get nothing but abuse. At one point, we actually had to have Garda escorts take home some staff. It got that bad. I used to walk from the shop down to the bus stops, and I had to change bus stops and change routes because they'd be hiding in alleyways waiting for you.
That's extraordinary. That is unbelievable. And yours is just, you're not working there anymore, are you not?
No, I left and it got worse. It's mainly the kids because you can't touch them.
And that's exactly the point of the conversation here.
What age was it? Because the one thing that stuck out to me was throwing dog shit at one of the staff. Yeah. What age was the little prick that threw dog shit at the member staff?
She was 15. She caused a lot of rough arguments within the area, but as soon as she turned 18, she was never heard of, and she turned her life around, apparently.
Yeah.
But I reckon it's because once they turn 18, something can be finally done.
I'm
just saying that young one, had she thrown dog shit at me, she would have been dragged out by the scruff of the neck, and I don't care what age she is. No one should treat another human being like that. And Adrian's all like, oh, they're kids.
Back in my, again, back Jeremy, in my, you no, do no, that, and you're the one that'll end up in court for assault for being Rambo.
A lot of staff actually had to hold other staff members back because they were saying...
They are the ones that would end up in court for assault.
That is the problem with these tearaway teens. They've never been shown a hand. They've never been told that they cannot do these things.
And isn't that exactly what the Spar shop are appealing to parents to actually take their kids in charge? But you're saying that's...
They're lost cause. Any kids that's behaving like that at 15, they're a lost cause. They're gone already.
They're a lost cause. Absolutely not.
Oh, absolutely.
No.
Yeah.
You just heard about that young one who was causing mayhem when she was 16 and she became a little angel when she turned 18. Because she knows that if she was to carry on again, she can get into trouble and can get a criminal record. Yeah. By the way, these kids know. They know the law inside out.
They know. They know they're untouchable. They definitely know they're untouchable. And in only for a lot of them were regulars, we knew the parents. And you say it to the parents, and you know, 9 out of 10 times, that parent goes, grabs the kid, drags them down, now apologise, and you'll never see them in the shop again, blah, 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 very sorry. And then the other ones as well, what did you do to antagonize them? I'm sorry.
Blaming you. Yeah. It's your fault, yeah.
Yeah.
And what was the worst thing that happened to you?
The worst thing was definitely being barricaded and chased around. And this was in city centre. This was in the city centre. I was 18 at the time, travelling alone, and we got in, you know, extra security cameras. We got in extra panic buttons and everything else. But I worked in 2 different spars within the city centre. And every horror story I ever heard, it was mainly the kids. You see a group of kids coming in and a lot of the managers ran and locked the doors. They're like, nope, not happening. Or there was one day we were standing at the door and 10 kids ran in, ransacked the shop and just ran straight out.
And nothing was done to them and nothing will be done to them. So let me ask you then, the spar shop that we're talking about in Cabra issued a statement on Facebook appealing to parents to know where your kids are and stop them hanging around our shop. Is that a waste of time? Do you think they're pissing against the wind, if you'll excuse the expression?
No, I'm not. I don't think they are pissed against the wind. To be honest with you, whatever backlash they got, if you can't name and shame the kids, name and shame the parents. Do you don't want your child?
Okay, but don't want to confuse the two. The shop in Cabra just issued the statement. The guy we're talking about in Tala, he published photographs of young lads robbing cans of Monster out of his shop. He actually put the photograph up online. Now, these photographs were put online without any child having been arrested, without any conviction, without any...
No child is going to be arrested. They don't arrest children. He did the right thing.
But then what was the point in doing it?
He was protecting his business.
If you can't put it online, you should be able to put it up in the shop somewhere saying they're barred for whatever reason, and the parents are going to come in and see that picture, and then they're going to bring the child in. Have the photos of them doing it. That's your evidence.
So you believe from your experience that any parent that was approached about their child did bring the child in to apologise, did take it seriously, in other words?
Yes. 9 out of 10 of them did, yes, 100%. And you know, any time their kids then came in, it was, you know, sorry, and off they went. And there was one who then, he did have a rough childhood and everything else that was going on. Their parents weren't great. And then a couple of years later, I seen he was actually a security guard. I was like, well, that's a turn of a table, if I ever saw one.
Jesus, yeah. So you fully support this shop. Now, again, the spar shop in Cabra just issued a statement online urging parents, but the other shop that we're talking about, he actually published photographs of teenagers on his Facebook page saying that they were robbing from his shop. Was he right to do that?
Yes, 100%.
The end result from his point of view was the parents came down and said, get that fucking thing down off your Facebook or I'll sue you. And he ended up having to take it down off Facebook. So it achieved nothing really, did it?
Well, it really, then I would have turned around and get your kids a fucking line then. Their picture wouldn't be up.
Stay with me for a second if you can, please.
Absolutely, I'm listening to you. I'm really sorry for what's happened to you. Because
no, it's dreadful. It's absolutely dreadful.
No, it's not. So they're the misunderstood little angels. They're little angels.
When did I say that? When did I ever say that? All I said is a shop does not have the right to publish photographs of minors.
If any 16-year-old young one throws a bag of dog shit at me, she's being name-chained and dragged out by the scruff out of the shop.
Rambo.
No, it's not to Rambo. It's not to Rambo. Would you agree? I'm sure when that girl... or how many of them barricaded you into the shop that time? Many of them was there?
I think I counted up to about 8, maybe.
Fuck,
all
God
younger lads from the age, I think the eldest was about 15. He would tend to be the ringleader. But there was a lot of them. And then as soon as I tried to walk home, you're looking at 4 or 5 of them in the alleyway chasing you.
Jesus. Like predators. Absolutely.
I know that is dreadful. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not dreadful. I never said that. It is dreadful. It's dreadful what Des has had to put up with in his shop in Dublin 24. It's dreadful what the staff in the spar shop in Cabra are having to put up with.
Well, kids will be kids. Yeah.
No, I never said that either.
Yeah,
all I've said is they don't have a right to name and shame to publish photographs of minors. That's all. Marcin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How's it going? How are you?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
There's a lot to be said, to be honest with you. I'll start off with the last side of things. Kids like they're untouchable. Like the guards can't do anything. Like there is no laws authorizing the Gardaí to actually take any proper action on all this unsocial behaviour and crimes being committed by kids.
I agree. The guards are damned if they do and damned if they don't. It is very difficult for them. I agree. I'm not going to argue that point.
It's awful hard for them. Like I'm an immigrant, but I grew up, I'm here in Ireland 20 years. I went to primary and secondary school here, and I've hung around with decent kids. I've hung around with the less decent kids, let's call them. And they're untouchable. The guards, like, they try to do their job, but they can't. The things kids get away with is unbelievable here. Like,
yeah, no, I agree. But the question that I'm asking today is, do you think that a shop is within its rights to publish photographs of minors robbing cans of Monster or whatever from a shop?
They should be. They should be treated as adults. Minors should be treated as adults when it comes to any sort of crime.
But they're not, and they probably aren't going to be anytime soon. You are really only treated seriously for crime when you're over the age of 18.
In my honest opinion, they should be, as soon as minors enter secondary school, they should be treated as adults. They are more than well to be aware of their actions. So I think as soon as they hit secondary school, they should be treated as adults, and there should be no sort of bullshit of not publishing their photographs.
Okay.
Some parents are not aware, but some parents are well aware of what their kids are up to.
No, I agree. And I'm sure every parent, even if they're not on Facebook, every parent around Fossa Avenue in Cabra is well aware now that the Spar Shop put up a statement pleading with parents to know where your children are, okay? Even if you're not on Facebook, I'm sure everybody's talking about it around there.
It would reach everybody. Yeah, people will talk.
Yeah, it was on Dublin Live. It's on this podcast. Opinions Matter. It's everywhere, okay? But let me go back to our friend in Talla, from a shop in Talla that doesn't want to be named. And he got into trouble with the parents of these kids when he put their photograph up on Facebook. What do you think of a shop doing that? Getting so frustrated and pissed off that the only thing they can think to do is to publish photographs of kids online.
It's unfair on the shop. Like, these people are just trying to run a business, make a living, and you have these parents that just are so entitled. They don't see beyond themselves what their kids are up to and how extreme the shop has to go to take certain actions.
And again, Dez, and we have spoken to this guy, Dez, he was at the end of his tether. He thought this might be a way of sorting it out, but it backfired because those parents were at his doorstep within hours, screaming the odds at him and telling him to stop, take the photographs down, or they'd be sued. That's what he was told. But you think it's awful that he's put in that position?
It is awful. It's not right. And what are these parents at? They should be educating their kids rather than looking for drama and just to sue the poor man that's trying to run a business and protect his business.
Okay, do me a favour, Marcin. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Jonathan.
Jeremy again. He's a fucking moron. Scumbag this and scumbag that and scumbag all the rest of it. How do you know, Jeremy, that these children's parents are not suffering with mental health issues or, you know, have been in state care in this country when they were kids and found it difficult to raise up their own kids because of the abuse they probably suffered and all sorts of background information that you know nothing a fucking about, but you jump up and down, scumbag, 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 without any evidence at all. I thought you were all against attacking children, but like I pointed out to you before, when it suits you, your hypocrisy knows no end. Scumbags, scumbags, scumbags. That's all we ever heard of you. Do I agree with these children in the shop, what they were doing? Absolutely not. Don't agree with it at all. But again, they're children. And yes, you can talk to their parents and you can blame their parents and you can find out what the issues are. And you never know what you might uncover by talking to these people. But just branding everyone like you do all the time, bobblehead, name calling and insults. You are one of the biggest hypocrites I've ever come across in all of my fucking life. You have a brain the size of a pea. I'm sure you probably, you really do. You have a brain the size of a pea, man. You're an infuriating fuck dog. Have a great show.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
There's steam coming out Jeremy's ears after that message from Jonathan.
No steam here. No steam.
He was basically saying you don't know the background. The backstory.
First of all, Jonathan, stop. Just stop, okay? Because you hear this in court cases all the time. Joyriders, when they're up, they had a bad upbringing or they had ADHD. They use every excuse. Bad upbringing, bad area, bad crowd, bad this, bad my arse, okay? The bottom line is there's people out there trying to run businesses, Jonathan. And I'm wondering if those people were, as you like to call them, if those people were invaders, yeah? As we call, you know, the invaders? If they were children of invaders, would you be singing a different tune? Yes, you would, Jonathan. You'd be saying, deport them, send them back straight away, send them back straight away. So you're a hypocrite. But because it's little local Irish kids that are doing this, no, they have family problems. Seriously. I never thought I'd say this, Jonathan, but you, like Adrian, you become a bleeding heart liberal as well. Heart liberal.
Jeremy, I'm not saying I feel sorry for these kids and God love them, they might have problems and they need a cuddle. The only thing I said...
Backstory, my... I don't care about backstories.
Okay, I'm not saying any of that. All I said was... You've no right to publish photographs. That's all. That's all I've said. They're little scumbags. They're little scrotes. They're everything that you've said. But you've no right to publish their photographs. End of. Where am I going now? Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Hi, Aidan. How are you? That last lad that was on, poor Jeremy, he must be probably the father of one of the kids that are doing it.
I don't know that now for a fact, but...
I don't know that. I have to agree with Jeremy now. They are scumbags. And apart from being scumbags now, they knew exactly what they were doing. What's going to happen when they are 18? They're probably going to have pen knives and this and that. It's disgraceful.
Okay, but you just heard our first caller. She described how the little ringleader teenage girl who caused mayhem in the shop she worked in, as soon as she turned 18, she was as good as gold because she knew she was going to be in trouble from now on.
No, they all don't turn out as good as gold, do they?
No, they don't all turn out as good as gold, do you agree?
That's what, as many, not girls anyway, that do all that mischief, as many guys. But I have to agree with you. I don't agree with them putting up on Facebook, you know, because you're protecting children's rights.
And that's exactly, that's all I'm trying to argue here, that children have rights and they have more rights than adults do, probably. And that includes being publicly identified for a crime they allegedly committed.
Allegedly, the photographs we saw, by the way, Una.
Yes, it's obvious that they were robbing.
It shows them leaving the shop, yeah? Carrying cans of Monster.
Yes, I know what it shows.
Are you calling him a liar, saying
no,
that they didn't rob him?
Sorry, we have due process. We have laws here by which people are arrested, prosecuted, and appear in court.
Kids are not arrested, charged, and appear in court.
Some do.
Are you okay?
No.
Those kids were never going to be arrested. That is the problem. They were never going to be arrested. I see it in my own local Spar. When the little scumbags go into the shop and they cause trouble and they shout racist slurs at the Indian people working in the Spar, yeah? The Spar call the guards. The guards take about 2 days to get there. If your tax was out of date in your car, they'd be there straight away. But by the time the guards arrive, the little scumbags have run off. So how do you think you're going to get a conviction? You're really annoying me.
Again, we don't have a situation where we can play judge, jury and executioner over teenagers. And publishing their photographs online like that is against their rights.
Oh, against their rights. I'm all caught up about their rights. God, their rights.
Una, you agree with me on the publishing kids' photographs, do you?
Yeah, the photograph I do, but the other bit, I think they should all get a letter to the parents written from the manager or the guards at that matter, because guards can write letters to the parents to let them know and see what the parents do. And if they ignore that, well, they're just as bad as they are.
So the Spar shop in Cabra that we mentioned, they have published a statement online pleading with parents to know where your children are. That's really what it is. And please make them stop hanging around outside our shop because it's been a nightmare. Do you think they're wasting their time putting that statement out there?
Well, maybe if they send letters and maybe if they go to the guards. The guards they can do it. I've seen it. They can write letters to the parents and tell them what their kids are doing. Can they please control their children or to be more done, something else done? The parents will be brought to court, not the kids, if you know what I mean.
Okay, we'll stay there for 1 second, Una. Our number, 085-825-2626. And if you're listening, by the way, to this podcast after our live show, not during the live show, you can still WhatsApp your opinion at any time to 085-825-2626, whatever time of the night or day you are listening to this conversation, because we're always very interested in knowing people's opinions, even if you're not, even if you're listening to the podcast and not the live show. Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Jess. What did you want to say?
Why are we not allowed to pass any scrummy little scrouts everywhere? Because of their rights. Piss off.
Everybody, sorry, Jess, not just their rights. Everybody has rights. That's the point that I'm trying to make. And you
no,
have.
None of you want to act like it's coming out of scrum and wreck the place and be racial slurs.
We all have a right to be. We are innocent until proven guilty. Okay, agreed.
Oh, you've gone soft in your old age, haven't you, Adrian? You've gone soft in your old age.
If you appear in court tomorrow, you are innocent until proven guilty.
But that's the problem. These little scumbags don't see the inside of a courtroom. They get a slap on the wrist, or the JOC, or wherever they have, comes down to the house. And what happens? Oh, little Warren doesn't get disciplined. And what does he do? He does the exact same shit every day, every weekend. The vicious cycle.
I'm not arguing the point, Jess, that these are little scroats. I've seen them myself. I've seen them hanging around. I've seen the way they operate.
So what's wrong with a shop having a wall that says, yeah, you're a little scroat, get out of my shop?
There's nothing wrong with saying get out of my shop.
What's the problem with having their face on a bad list?
This is a photograph that was posted on Facebook for the whole world to see.
Oh, boo hoo, little Warren shouldn't have been acting like a little scrout down in the shop and he wouldn't be plastered everywhere.
Again, Jess, you're not listening. We are all innocent until proven guilty. We are innocent until proven guilty.
Oh yeah, all the little scrubs, they're all innocent. They're not doing the little thing, they're only little angles, aren't they?
So you believe that a shop is well within its rights to publish the names of kids or publish photographs of kids online in order to prevent them causing mayhem in the shop?
Well, if it lights a fire under the parents' arse and actually gets them to do their job.
Well, there you are, Una. More places should be publishing photographs of kids online.
I'm not saying that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't like to see their faces put on kids. I'm saying they should be issued with letters from the shop owner and the Garda, and if they continue on doing what they're doing.
But now, in a lot of cases, Una, they wouldn't. How is the shop owner going to know where the child lives?
Well, I thought Jeremy said that the guy that runs the shop, the manager, knew the kids lived around the corner.
He did say that, yeah, he did.
Yeah, well then, he knows the kids.
He did say they live around the corner, yeah.
Yeah, well then he knows them, they're locals. So, well, if that happened, and if it's done again, get the parents charged. They're not 16 or 17, get them charged.
No, that never happens.
No, never happens.
I've never...
I mean, it's great in theory.
Yeah, people say this all the time. I've never seen a court case where parents have been actually held accountable for the actions of their teenagers.
Because hell would freeze over before that happened.
Yeah, exactly. So what is wrong with posting their pictures online, letting people see that's little Warren?
Jeremy, is this illegal to publish photographs of children? How clear do I have to be here?
It's illegal as well, Adrian.
It is illegal to post photographs of minors without parental consent. End of. We've heard about it in schools where it comes to bloody nativity plays and parents not wanting photographs of their kids taken.
Slightly
it is against the law to publish photographs of minors. Now, how you can possibly argue, oh no, that law is not worth a toss. That's literally what you're saying. It's ridiculous. And you too, Jess. You can't just publish photographs of kids.
Well, if they weren't being scummy little rat bags, they wouldn't be plastered all over the place.
The law is the law, and you do not have a legal right to publish photographs of children
online.
Even
if it's to protect your business, no?
If it's to protect
your business. I think your priorities are a little mixed up here, Aidan. I really think they're a little mixed up here.
I'm merely telling you what the bloody law is, Jess, and you do not have a right to publish photographs of kids. End of.
They also don't have a right to rob the place, but they do every weekend. Let them away with it.
I agree.
Let them away with it.
I agree, and that's where the guards should be taking more action against kids for this sort of antisocial behaviour. Maybe the guards aren't doing enough, or maybe the guards' hands are tied. I don't know, or maybe it's a mixture of both, basically.
Oh, they know why they won't. They know why the guards won't do anything, because they know that if the guards lay a hand on the little rat bag, they'll get done, they'll get sued. So what are they meant to do? You can't put your hands on them, which was wrong to begin with,
Because I tell you what, bring back the days when you could actually fling these little scrum bags out.
Stay with me for a second, Jess. Our number is 085-825-2626.
I have a question. Just listen to Adrian there pontificating there.
There's no pontificating here.
And I have a question for you. Given that
you're an intelligent man, you know bloody well that it is not legal to post photographs of minors online.
Lots of things that aren't legal. Again, as Jess said, it's not legal to throw a bag of shit at a staff
member. Okay, two wrongs don't make a right then.
Oh, they do in this
case.
One
illegal thing.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely two wrongs to make a right here. So given that situation that Lee was talking about earlier on, she's working in Spar.
Disgusting.
And someone came in with a bag of dog shit and actually threw it at the person. You could blind a person from that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's disgusting.
How do you think, and I'm sure Jess, you want the answer to this as well, how should that have been dealt with, Adrian?
What do you mean, how should it have been dealt with?
What should have been done?
The guard should have been called.
Okay, so 24 hours later, the guards arrived. The dog shit is all dried in at that stage. No, if that was your daughter working in that shop, yeah?
Well, obviously, if it was your shop, you'd have kicked the shit out of them.
We're talking about you. That's your daughter working behind Spar.
Yep.
Yeah? And someone comes in with a bag of dog shit and throws at them. What should be done?
What do you think should be done?
Give them a lollipop?
No,
it's up to you. You're the one that's the pontificating.
Oh, okay, well then, drag them down the lane and kick the shit out of them.
Don't be smart. Everybody wants to know. Everybody listening to this podcast wants your take on them. What should have been done to the young
woman? Call the guards. That's my answer.
Would you stop?
No, that is the answer.
Call the guards.
That is the way the law works.
Call the guards.
Okay, so what's your answer? What would you do?
You may as well be called Ghostbusters.
It's your daughter. What do you do?
Well, if I was there, yeah. Mm-hmm. If I was there when it happened, I'd drag the young woman out by the scruff of the neck, yeah. If I wasn't there and it was caught on camera, I would stalk that shop. I would wait outside that shop until that. And they always do come back, by the way, because they know they're getting away with it. I'd wait until she came back to the shop.
And then what are you going to do?
She wouldn't be doing it a second time.
But no. What would you do? You're going to kick the shit out of a teenager.
No, I wouldn't kick the shit out of a teenager. She wouldn't be doing it again.
But why would she not? Tell me why. What would you do?
I'm just telling you, she wouldn't.
Rambo, Jesus. Our number is 085-825-2626. Jess?
I don't think, if that was my niece or anything like that, or my sister working in the shop and I heard that, I'd be doing the exact same thing as Jeremy. I'd be waiting to see them come back.
To do what, Jess? To do what?
Well, let me just say, it'd be the last time anything would get thrown because I'd break both your arms. I don't give a crap. Jesus.
Female Rambo here. Seriously, you need to both get a grip of yourselves. We don't...
Also, it's all right to fling bags of dogs.
When did I say that? I never said that. Never said anything of the sort.
You're not getting as angry as you should be.
It is vile. It's disgusting. But you can't go, I'll kill her. I'll drag her by the scruff of the neck. Who do you think you are? Seriously. Let me bring in more opinions.
Calm down. Play a break and calm yourself down. Because you're annoying me.
Henry.
Hi, guys. I'd just like to say there about the topic you have today, about these tearaway teens who goes into shops terrorising people. And literally what they do is they try and square up to Mac to act like Conor McGregor and the hard man and everything. But I believe if you act the hard man with an adult, if you're a child, you should get what's coming to you, you know? You see, don't act the hard man if you don't want to play by man's rules, you know? Because like when I was growing up, and if I was 14, I squared up to an 18-year-old and I got a bloody box, got a punch off him, people would be saying, well, that's good enough for you for fucking squaring up to an 18-year-old in the first place. And I say the same should be done with these little fuckers nowadays, because like if you wanna act a hard man, act a hard ass, then you should take what a hard ass should be given.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not too bad, yourself?
Good, thanks, Brian. What did you want to say on this? What should be done here when kids are running riot outside shops? On the one hand, we had a shop in Cabra just putting a statement up asking parents to know where your kids are. And then we had another shop in Dublin 24 that recently posted photographs of teenagers, only to be forced to take those photographs back down again by the parents of those teenagers. Now,
that's going to be true, right? I know what they say, it's illegal to post minors online. But then when you're desperate and you're constantly getting hassled, it becomes a desperate situation.
And I agree. It can't be easy to put up with this day in and day out. I understand how frustrating it must be for the shop owner, but also for the guards, because they know even if they do arrest somebody, they get taken in, they get released, and nothing really happens to them.
That's unfortunate.
But what do you think then, Brian, of the shop that actually published photographs of these teenagers on social media?
Well, I think that's a bit too far, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's a bit too far because, like, they can risk being sued. But if they're being, what the parents said to sue them for what? You know what I mean?
Sue them for illegally posting photographs of minors online. That's definitely...
Well, that's something, it's illegal, but then they go to the guards, let the guards deal with it, you know. But at the same time, you know, I just said something about your woman that had dog shit thrown at her,
that's just disgusting. It really is.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if that was me in that situation, I'd bloody snap and lose them. And if I did hit one of them, I'd say, well, it's just that. You know, you can use self-defense. You had dog shit thrown at you. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you can't trust them, but you have a right to defend yourself.
I agree, but that doesn't necessarily involve kicking the shit out of somebody.
Well, no, maybe not go that far, but just retaliating somewhere. You know what I mean?
And again, I understand the frustration that shopkeeper Des has over the antisocial behaviour, and I understand why he was motivated to put the photograph of these teenagers online. I understand all of that, but we have to stop at a point. You can't do that. You just
But
can't.
I remember, I live in Navan, and we had that problem at a trailer shop about 10 years ago. Now, I don't be in that shop now, but I remember I used to go in, I'd be about 7 or 8 or something, it's a local supermarket, and there were lads hanging around. There was a launch, one's a launch call. You know what I mean? They were like, I know that didn't sound very sinister, but they're hassling people going in and out. You know what I mean? That's intimidation. You know what I mean? And you try to get the guards to get them to move them on. The guards don't even respond half the time.
No, I agree. And again, I understand.
That's another problem.
I understand the frustration. I understand all of that. But as far as the law is concerned, you cannot publish photographs of kids. That's it. It's as simple as that.
Someone just sent us a message by the name of Mark. He says, as a photographer, there is no law that says you can't photograph anyone in public and post their images. It's completely legal.
When you're accusing somebody of committing a crime.
It's a public place.
When you're accusing somebody of committing a crime.
But I don't know if you saw on one of the fingers.
That post from the guy Des said these little toe rags, I can't remember the word that it used. He basically posted a photograph of them with the cans of Monster in their hands.
Are these your kids?
Yeah.
They didn't call them names at all.
They robbed cans of Monster out of my shop.
Yeah.
That's what it said.
Yeah. Which they did.
No, so he found them guilty.
But they did.
It's not his job to find them guilty. He's not a judge.
But they won't appear.
He's not
before
a jury.
But it won't appear before a judge.
He's not an executioner. Leah was on to us earlier on, and she's been back on to us again.
Sorry, lads, the call dropped there. No, 100% name and shame. And if you are a parent and that's your child and you're upset your child's on that, well, then show people. You do it back. Show people that you are not happy that your child acted like that, and show that you're going to parent them. To act respectful and not threaten people. And if not, then that just shows what kind of parents you are. These people are going out to work, to pay rent, to look after their own kids. If that was my child, I have a little child here. If that was my child and she was posted up on a Facebook page for doing whatever I had to deal with when I was in shops, I would go down and then I would make it public that no, I as a parent of this child do not stand for this, and I will agree and I will stand with that shop owner and say no, my child should not have done that to you, and I'm glad you brought this to my attention, because no, I did not know what my child was doing. And as any parent or any person out there, your parents did not know what you were doing 24/7, so don't be acting the angels. We're not all angels. 100% name and shame. And I think there should be new laws brought in that people under 18 should have something done. Give them community sentences. Do whatever you have to do. Ridiculous. You can't walk home after work by yourself. You're like that dog shit thrown at you, cans of coke thrown at you. Not only are you hurting the person, you're hurting the business. We have to shut shop, we have to clean, we have to do everything else. Imagine carrying home a bag of dog shite covered clothes. because some little scrote didn't get the wooden spoon to the arse. Nah, bring back the wooden spoons.
All right, Leah.
And I think Leah...
brilliant message, by the way. Thanks very much.
Owes you an apology.
Owe you an apology for
yeah,
what?
You owe her an apology for making excuses. You'd like yourself and
Jeremy. I'm going to stop you there. I've made no excuses for nobody.
Like yourself and Jonathan making. Family problems.
When did I say that? Stop making shit up.
Family problems.
All I said was you can't
look at the background.
Publish photographs of minors accusing them of committing a crime without consent. That's it.
Okay, we finged this Facebook page about 2 weeks ago. Someone posted a photograph of two young fellas that were standing at Talca Valley Road fucking rocks at buses. And someone put a photograph up saying exactly that. I don't know if you saw the post, did you?
No.
Basically saying, if you own these two scrotes, can you take them home? They're throwing bricks at buses. Is that okay?
No, not really.
No.
Neil.
Good afternoon. I believe kids that are allowed to do what they want now, okay? They're vermin. They're in groups. They can do what they want. I've seen them throwing stones at cars and people don't stop because they know it's going to happen. If they're allowed to do what they want now, when they get to an age where they're not allowed to do what they want, which is, I think it's 18, they'll continue doing that, and that's when they get into the criminality, the proper criminality, and that's when they get bad, and that's when they get into trouble. And because of the laws now where they can do what they want up to 18, it's a messed up lot of you ask me. I sometimes stand at the bus stop and I'm coming home from work and I see a group of young kids and I see them messing over at the train station where I get the bus, and I'd see them sort of walking towards me and I'd be gone. I would just walk the opposite direction and I'll try not miss my bus if it's possible, because if they come out, I'm fucked. I can't do anything. Nothing whatsoever. That's the laws put in their place by this disruptive fucking government. Cheers, lads.
All right, Catherine.
Hi, guys. Just listening to the show there. Yeah, I'm horrified. Little knackers robbing shops. They're disgraceful. They should be... They want to change the law that anybody under 18, the parents are responsible. They do the time. They pay for the crime. They pay for the products their little brat stole. There should be an ASBO and a curfew put on these brats. They should be kept in. Our city has gone to the dogs. It's not safe to walk the streets anymore. It's a shock. Absolute shock. And I personally would put their pictures up in the shop. The guards should have the ability to arrest them and then drag the parents up, and then they do the time and do the crime. They wouldn't be long keeping their little sweethearts in then, would they? Catherine Woods here.
Thank you, Catherine. And finally, John.
Dads, I can't take a call as long as I'm heading into work, but Rambo Jeremy, that's all I can say. Unfortunately, Jeremy, you can't hit them, you can't touch them, because you'll be dragged up the steps of the court and you'll be the one that'll be in prison eating an old meal.
That's all I've been saying all along. Rambo Dixon. I'd
Rambo
drag around the shop. I'd drag a good clip around the ear. Before we wrap this podcast up, we have another one of our exclusive Opinions Matter travel mugs to give away. These are our new merchandise, and they're going down a bomb. Everybody wants them. Everybody wants them. Jeremy, how can I win one of these today?
Here is today's question. If you were listening closely to the podcast, I was mentioning about a post put up on Facebook of two young fellas throwing bricks at traffic. Where did that happen?
Okay, it was just a couple of seconds ago. You'll get the answer just there. So the question once again?
Where in Dublin was that incident with the young fellas throwing bricks at oncoming traffic? Which is very dangerous, by the way. Do not do it.
Absolutely. So all you have to do is WhatsApp us the answer to that question to 085-825-2626. We'll put you in a draw for an Opinions Matter travel mug, our exclusive merchandise. You could have one. As I said, they're going down really, really well. Everybody wants one. So send us a WhatsApp with the answer to that question to 085-825-2626. Get it into us by lunchtime on Tuesday, the 24th of February. If you're listening to this episode after that date and time, you're too late, I'm afraid. So get your entry into us by 1 o'clock on Tuesday, the 24th of February. That's it from us. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next one.